Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, it's one of them days, huh? Ebro Laura Rosenberg, one of those days. If you're trying to call the station right now, who's our provider? Verizon?
I don't know. AT&T? Bro. I don't know.
Well, we still got Atlantic Bell?
I don't know.
My Bell? My Bell got the ill communication?
Lord. Just so you know, guys, everything's breaking behind the scenes. We're a mess.
Yeah, is it everything, Laura? Really, everything?
Feels like it.
It just feels like if it's not one thing, it's another. You know what I mean?
No,
like
it is.
One of our machines was broken, then both of our machines are broken. Now the phones are broken. Like, oh my God, come on.
Yeah, nah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
But we're here.
So I think it's giving them the busy sign when they call.
The busy signal.
The busy signal, yup. Meanwhile, I see no calls.
All right.
You don't see none, so we can't even play. Well, look, it's the game that lives up to its name.
Unless you're just trying to play for bragging rights.
Of course. Yeah.
Men.
See,
men.
She's down.
Men.
Yo, me and Laura, it's been beef. It's been beef in any game. Uno, Taboo. Laura never loses. What year was that, Laura, when you was cheating in Taboo and things just went left?
I was not cheating in Taboo.
Yo, using hand signals is cheating, bro.
Fam, you do the exact same thing.
I don't use my hands in Taboo.
I cannot. No, we're not going to do this right now.
Yo, Laura, and by the way,
wait till I show up to the crib with the all wild Uno set.
Yo, war. It's on. Violence. Call security. Yo, you better wait until young baby Light is of age so that, you know what I'm saying? Because when she sees this, she's never going to be the same. She's going to be like, Mom, I never knew you like this, Mom. And by the way, also behind the scenes, we're compiling a new segment called Piece of Ish Styles.
What? I thought it was crazy and more crazy.
No, that's a different segment for you. We're compiling all of the times where Laura Styles has been said little snide remarks, you know.
What?
Little underhanded comments.
Me?
You know what I'm saying? We're compiling all of it. When she gave somebody a horrible nickname behind their back.
I don't remember any of this, Ibra. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just like you don't remember cheating in Taboo.
I do not cheat on Taboo. I'm just very good.
Yo, using your hands is cheating, B.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's do this, man. Since the phones don't
work. 60 seconds on the clock.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Okay.
Shawnee with the questions.
Should I choose who I want to win? No, I'm not going to.
Yeah. Go ahead, Shawnee. Pick a side.
No, I'll just flip
a coin. I know you're going to go with Laura.
I'll flip a coin and we'll see what happens.
You guys don't know who the real evil is on this program.
Now we're going to see. Somebody pick heads. Somebody pick tails.
Okay, I pick tails.
You pick tails. It's tails.
Okay.
So let's see if Laura wins.
Okay, let's see if Laura wins. 6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question. Let's play. Laura never loses.
All right, here we go.
All
right, who won a Golden Globe for the
Ebro.
Best? Ebro.
Who won a Golden Globe? Will Smith.
Will Smith, that's correct for Richard Williams.
He did, okay.
Which constellation is sometimes known as the Hunter?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Let's go with Orion.
That's right. Oh, it can be easily identified by
I've been belts. To outer space, too.
Yo, Ebro's winning. Okay. Which legendary black actor just passed away?
Ebro.
Laura.
What?
Sydney Poitier.
That is correct.
It's Poitier. She didn't even say it right. That's wrong. Get the man's name right.
He never say his name right.
94 years old. Which animal is depicted as the
Ebro.
Logo? Ebro.
Animal depicted as the logo.
This could be so many things.
Let's go with the bald eagle.
Two. Incorrect. I'll finish the question. Which animal is depicted as the logo for Ralph Lauren?
Oh, a horse.
That
horse.
Is correct. Tie game.
Okay.
Timberland is getting dragged
Ebro.
For
Ebro.
Oh, I know.
Timberland is getting dragged for
at the buzzer.
For saying Lil Wayne could compete with Jay-Z in the verses.
Maybe, but incorrect.
Finish the question.
Timbaland is getting dragged for comparing Dawn FM to what classic album?
Oh, that's right.
He compared it to
Michael
Thriller.
Jackson's Thriller.
To Thriller. Laura wins.
Laura wins!
Oh, my God. Honestly, I thought Ebro was going to... was gonna mop me. I was like, oh man,
I should have because the Sydney Poitier one. Run the tape back. I said my name first, and your man's wanted to go with his tail flip to make sure
no,
you
that's
won
not,
and
that's
stick to
not,
the game.
My that's God.
Run the tape true. Back. I said my name dumb early. So
I heard the L. I heard the L first.
Yo, fam, run the tape back.
We might have to bring in producer.
The audience be hearing it too. They tweet me too. They're like, yo, you won, son. But it's the game that lives up to his name. Lord Never Loses on the way. Flashing lights. God. What are we working with, kid?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, I have, Kanye West confirms Donda 2. And we have to talk about this video that showed up with just the most random celebrities together. So I'll give you details on something that's actually dropping tomorrow also. A lot to talk about coming up next.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Yo, are you covering this room, this gaggle of goofies?
yes,
which is right a now. Room full.
Gaggle of goofies?
Nah. But it just looks forced. It looks forced, and it don't really. And nobody else is enjoying the music other than Madonna.
It just looks so nice.
Everyone else is looking around like it's a photo shoot. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Staff.
Let's go.
Laura Staff's got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Staff's gonna put us on.
So it looks like Donda 2 is officially on the way, and rumor has it they could drop music tomorrow. So Moneybagg Yo was recently seen in the studio with Kanye with Game, Blueface. Mm-hmm. People mm-hmm. are saying that Big Sean was there. Mm-hmm. Tonio Brown. You know, at the most random photos, but the source ended up posting this video that I was confused. It had Kanye with Julia Fox, and then you see Floyd Mayweather.
Well, they're inseparable,
on the couch.
By the way. Yeah.
Evan Ross, you see Antonio Brown, Madonna. I don't know who this other woman is. It's just the most random bunch of people. And I don't know. I don't know what to make out of all of this.
I got to say, I don't give a damn. I got to say that people are scrambling so hard to make stories right now that they're just doing anything. They're bored. There's not a real story. They're looking for a story. You know, a month ago, Kanye got into a relationship. Now, as Rosenberg just pointed out, they're inseparable. AB storms off the football field with no shirt on. Now he's in every studio photo with Kanye like he about to drop an album. You know what I mean? This
is unbearable.
It's all the people who just want to have some ish going on. And do your thing. Stay on the blogs. Keep your name out. Whatever it takes. But yeah, nah, I'm bored.
Yeah, it's a lot. But it's also official, though. The Coachella lineup was released. And it will be Billie Eilish, Kanye West, Harry Styles, and Swedish House Mafia. They'll be part of the festival schedule the weekends of April 15th and April 22nd.
And that's and remember, Frank Ocean was supposed to be there, but he punted to 2023. He was like, I'll see y'all next year. I'm Frank Ocean, I just don't want to. Or B, I'm Frank Ocean, I don't want to, and my music ain't ready. Or C, I'm Frank Ocean, my music ain't ready, and COVID outside.
Yes, it could be a
comedy. Well, yeah, and I'm worried it could get canceled again. This is just a bad idea. Let me wait a whole other year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But
I just this is I'm going to give the Kanye and Julia Fox thing another 2 weeks before I'm in apoplectic mode every day.
Can you define that SAT word for us, please, today? Your new word, wherever you heard it, picked it up from some friends,
you know,
and now you want to use it.
Yo, Ebro, like, you do not sound bright, my guy. Apoplectic, I heard from friends. And then I was like, I'm going to use that tomorrow on the show. Sorry. Apoplectic. I don't even know the definition. I'm going to go crazy. Explode. I think that would be the definition. Some sort of explosion.
How do I not sound bright? You're using words you can't define.
I know I used it perfectly, okay? That's all I need.
You want to attack my intellect? You just throwing out words you picked up from.
Stop saying I picked it up. It's not a hard word. That's the part that sounds nuts.
You've never used the word before on the air.
I have to run my words by you every day.
No, if you ain't used it before, it's a new word.
Stop. Why are you watching my words? Why are you word watching?
I'm word clocking.
Rosenberg, you do sometimes hop on the show with a random word we've never heard before.
You think I memorized it yesterday?
Happened yesterday on ESPN.
I can't.
You were probably interviewing somebody very smart.
You were like, yo, I'm going to use apoplectic.
Anyways, forget it.
Like,
the point is.
Like Pee-wee's Playhouse, and every time we use it, we're going to just all
word
scream.
Word of the day. Apoplectic, I don't have a definition, but I will tell you the Julia Fox Kanye thing is like, it's so OD.
It's so
fake.
Apoplectic.
No, that's not how you do it. Oh, okay. But it's just so fake. I can't. I mean, I'll play along for a few weeks and then I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, I'm going to go apoplectic on it in a few weeks.
See?
Myself.
There you go.
Yo, in other news, let's go to ESPN Zone Rosenberg. What are the odds of the Brooklyn Nets just paying these fines and letting Kyrie play at home game?
I think not going to happen. I think that they
you don't think
the,
so?
The logic that they had was, yeah, no, they don't. And I knew this is what they were going to say. I mean, like, basically, you also, in addition to the rules of the state, you also have the players' union stuff. And people basically, I think, felt it would seem unfair to approach it that way. Like, if you're going to if the NBA has decided to live by these rules, they're living by the rules. You can't,
You can't just pay your way around them.
Right.
Apoplectic, overcome with anger, extremely indignant. Mark was apoplectic with rage at the decision.
Well, do not become that over Kanye's new relationship, please. It is not that deep.
That's your flashing lights report. Let me see. Today is not that cold. It's a high of 43.
Wow.
I'm wearing shorts.
Don't do it.
I'm working out outside today.
Yeah, you might not want to do that.
You could.
Why not? It's nice. 40 signs.
I mean,
feels 32 right now. It's definitely freezing. Yeah. And it won't be 42 till like 3 o'clock. But anyways, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, we love y'all. Thanks for locking in. Thanks for the support. And coming up, Ride or Die, and congratulations, you played yourself. Is there anything that we should be covering? Let us know at Ebro and the AM on IG and Twitter. Good morning.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, I'm definitely, next time I buy a bed, I'm definitely going to try to buy one of them expensive ass sleep number beds that they advertise on TV. I never slept in one. I don't know if I own one. But the whole conversation, and fellas, I know you can relate, around the temperature in the house in the evening is like, What temperature is it? What's it on? Is it a little cold right now? I'm a little hot. I'm a little cold. Bruh. I'm a little hot. Say like every bruh. Put some socks on then, man.
No one likes a cold house.
Well, then put some clothes on then, man.
Because
it's 78 degrees in this month already.
Yeah.
How you cold?
It's cold.
No, it's not. The thing says 78. 76. None of that is cold, man.
No, and then what about this, bro?
My hands and my feet and my nose are ice cold.
Well, then get in a hot shower.
What about this, Ebro?
Go sit in the bathroom all night, with the sink on.
All night you're hearing it's cold, it's cold, it's cold. Then they get out of the shower. They're like, yo, is it hot?
Yo! And you're like, yo, you just got out of the shower, son.
No, it's not hot. You're hot. You got out of the shower. What?
And by the way, a whole other topic about how hot women make the water in the shower.
Oh, no, forget scorching.
What are you trying to do to yourself in this?
Scorching.
Forget
take
it.
Take a nice, relaxing hot shower.
No, I'm not. So, by the way, when you're young, when I was a kid and first like having sex with women, a shower was like such a hot idea. I'm never doing it again. I don't want it. Leave me alone. I want out. Nah, I'm not standing in the cold anymore, man. It's always the same. It doesn't matter what woman it is. It's always the same.
Right. I'm standing in the back of a cold shower, and then you get in the water, and you burn yourself.
And then she's like, all right, I'm going to get out now. Okay, well, this was fun. Great. Glad we did this. Let's do it again sometime. Yo, and then I'm hot.
Anyway, back to which is why the Sleep Number bed. Now, apparently, according to the commercials, you could set the temperature of your side of the bed.
You
seen this?
This is going to solve your problem.
I'm hoping. I'm trying.
She's just going to complain about how hot or how cold your side of the bed is.
Stay off my side of the bed.
When she rolls over in the middle of the night. It's a
simple solution. Stay up out of here.
You guys, I turned on an electric blanket. Over here. I turned on an electric blanket one time because my feet get so cold. Oh, Ricardo woke up in the middle of the night and he was like, are you trying to kill me? Are you trying to kill me?
Yes,
why
she
is.
They
necessary?
They're trying to kill you because they don't care what you're going through.
I'm cold.
No, you're not. Not to get all in your business, Laura, but y'all be naked. Y'all be naked. Cold. Y'all want to sleep all cutesy all the time. Sometimes it's too cold to be cute.
Fam, listen.
Put on a sweatshirt and some socks.
One of them old school onesies.
Does Laura really strike you as the sleeps naked type? I'm picturing a vintage t-shirt and sweatpants.
A baggy t-shirt with nothing else.
And
nothing else, though. She don't got nothing else on. That's my point. Baggy t-shirt, nothing else.
I don't know.
You're halfway there. Right. But
you
yes,
forgot the hoodie.
I'm what? No, I'm sleeping in a damn hoodie.
She's not sleeping in a hoodie, fam.
Hoodies are uncomfortable to sleep in.
Hit Shawnee with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Sleeping in a hoodie. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Well, I don't play. I tell you, it's going to be some time. It's not happening overnight. But I tell you, Instagram, TikTok, I think people have had enough, black folks specifically. I just saw an article on Essence how the top earners on TikTok, none of them are black. None of them kids making up them dances is making the most money. Now, it could be an indictment of TikTok. It could also just be an indictment of just how people associate with things because, you know, people associate and gravitate to things where they see themselves. And I'm sure if you look at the numbers around the world and the way we are programmed to associate whiteness with rightness, I'm sure people are gravitating to the blonde girls and the little cheerleaders and all the things on TikToks. But I've also been told that TikTok doesn't put any of the black creatives in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that before, too.
And so the reason I'm putting this in the congratulations you played yourself is because y'all going to learn. It's going to take some time, but y'all going to learn just taking from black folks creative and black folks not making no money. Nothing to worry. That's going to start coming to an end quick, fam. Black folks going to start taking their cool and going to their own places. And for that, I'm hitting you with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
When you ain't got black folks making music and making content, you ain't hot.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
See, I better figure it out. Quick, fast, in a hurry. That's like Rosenberg left a comment. I posted something about Cardi B leaving money on the table. There's this app called Fanbase. And Fanbase is a black-owned app.
Okay, so that's why you posted.
Exactly. Well, and I'm an investor.
Okay, so that's really why you invested.
Absolutely. Well, I invested because I see this trend happening where you have people who are trying to use these platforms to make content, and either their content is being shadow banned or whatever because it doesn't fit community standards, because they're talking about things that are divisive or unpopular, and or the algorithm isn't putting black creatives to the forefront.
So or why not go or to, even if you are sharing, you're not making anything. I mean, there's that part. You're barely making any money.
That's right. That part. So if content creation is, and so that's why, and then I'm looking at things like people leaving Instagram and going to this app called Discord, where you can create your own chats and do your own things. So there's all these new things being created that are going to start to fragment these more popular platforms. And it all and a lot of it is starting because you're not pushing black creatives to the front, and you're not making sure that people who are starting the content and creating the content are getting recognized for the content. And so for that, I give all of y'all
congratulations. You played yourself.
It'll take some time. It ain't happening tomorrow, but it's going to take some time. But there's definitely people moving around and switching platforms out here. Laura Stiles, what's going on?
Oh, I just read this article, and I wish I would have gotten the audio for you guys. But there's a judge in Michigan. Her name is Alexis Krott, and she is being dragged because of lack of sympathy. So there's this a 78-year-old man who's a cancer patient, okay? An elderly cancer patient was begging a judge for mercy after failing to keep his home clear of weeds.
We have there's audio in there too.
Oh, there is. Okay, play it, Shawnee, because for it was really so
the best walkway, sidewalk, or alley free of weeds, trees, or other nuisance vegetation. Responsible with an explanation, or not responsible.
I am a cancer patient, very old man, and I am a cancer patient. I was then very weak, and I cannot look after this thing.
You should be ashamed of yourself. If I could give you jail time on this, I would.
Whoa.
The fine is $100, pay it by February 1st. You better get that cleaned up. That is totally inappropriate.
Oh, okay. Like, is it, ma'am, forgivable because my father is currently sick and we clean that
did
after?
You see that photo?
Yes.
I am very sick, ma'am.
That is shameful. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Damn, lady, over some grass?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So the son was out of the country for about a month. So usually he's the one who upkeeps. And then they said that as soon as he came back, he cleaned it up. But she said, if I could give you jail time, I would.
For a lawn problem?
Bruh. Bruh.
Now, y'all know where I'm going to go.
Weeds and stuff,
I heard the accent. I know them some brown people. I'm assuming the lady's white, the judge.
Yes.
Really?
It was so foul. The rest of the people on the Zoom were looking like, what is wrong with this woman?
She saw some brown. That's what she did. You played yourself.
She saw some brown people. That's what's wrong with this woman. She wanted to go ham.
I just couldn't believe the lack of sympathy. This little, yo, the man is like, he on video looks so frail.
And he says, I'm very sick.
Right. How?
You can hear him say, I'm very sick. Like, that's so foul. God.
Rosenberg, what's on your list today?
MGK and Megan Fox are getting married. And I for one, am happy for MGK. I think he's a good dude. I don't know Megan Fox, but I'm happy he's found what seems to be true love. I wish them the absolute best.
Okay.
However, the rumor is, it's not confirmed, Laura, that they drank each other's blood.
Oh, that's the Angelina Jolie, what's her name, little move?
Billy Bob Thornton.
There you go.
And if that's true, I would just like to say,
congratulations, you played yourself.
I mean, first of all,
people be out here drinking fluids, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro.
Fluids is the most loose term I've ever heard. Because, like, I'm drinking iced coffee right now. It's a fluid. You're drinking each other's blood too far.
Well, some people drink human fluids.
All right, bro.
I'm just saying. It happens. Y'all acting like it's, you know what I'm saying?
Gross.
Wait, what do you mean it happens? Who do you know who does that?
Not the blood. I don't know anybody who does the blood part, but I'm just saying it is far. I'm just saying people do it.
I don't. Okay. Well, listen, that's your take. I don't know anyone who drinks fluids who is like, hey, hold up. We share fluids together. Body fluids.
Yeah.
He talking about something else.
Even so, I'd like to hear what that explanation is. We're talking about drinking.
I don't.
What are we talking about? The point is this. I'm happy for you. And I'd like to say congratulations. And I'd also like to say
congratulations.
You played yourself. So all that big winning talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing
yourself. You're playing yourself. The grown-ups listening know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Peach, you know what he's talking about.
I'm trying to ignore it, okay?
Lord knows.
Yeah, but it's...
Don't need an explanation.
Sorry.
Yeah, but the guzzling, Shawnee? Guzzling?
Okay.
Shawnee.
I'm just saying, I know what he's talking about.
Shout to the gawkers out there. Yo, 97 minutes, commercial free, cast one, son. Curved is next. Good morning, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. We love y'all.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
We're on the air now, Laura. Go ahead, sit.
So you're already on the air.
You're not capable of understanding when we're going to
read. Behind the scenes, there's this, we were talking about all the shows we watch. So one of the main shows that I wanted to plug is Michael K. Williams has a great show on Vice.
Yes.
And it's called Black Market, Vice TV. But he basically goes behind the scenes, and I saw episode one. About these like poachers
Well, you know this is a new season, right? Is this the third season?
I think this is
that
season
he's done
two.
This
yeah, or he's season been two. Doing this for a while too.
Yeah, bro, it's so good. Watch it.
It's really good.
He really goes behind the scenes and like sometimes I was like, how did he get access to this? Uh-huh. It's really really dope. So check.
Yo,
it
there
out.
Was one on car theft in Jersey and like Newark and all out Newark and car stealing, and he went and met with the, you know, behind the scenes and met with the people, and you know how they be putting cars in those shipping containers over in Jersey. And sending them over to like Africa and you know, stealing cars and then sending them over there for money and all that. Yeah, nah, he goes in Black Market on Vice. And Michael K. Williams, you know, salute and rest in peace. He finished this before he passed.
Facts. Yeah, I was very passionate about it. So I haven't had a chance to check any of the episodes. It just started this past Monday. But yeah, I'm going to dive in.
Fire. First
show.
Also, yo, I it's over, but I really enjoy BMF. On Stars, The Shrink Next Door on Apple TV Plus. It's fire. There's a new Denzel movie coming on Apple on Apple called Tragedy of Macbeth.
Mm. Yeah, it's got
that
good reviews.
Fire. Super fire.
I gotta tell you, this is the longest stretch I think I've ever had of like really wanting to see a Denzel movie. I haven't like been like that now in a minute. So you're telling me this is the one that I'm like, oh, this is that Denzel.
I mean, that's what they're saying, and the trailer looks ill.
Yeah, it has good reviews, Rosenberg. So let's see.
I haven't seen
it. Let's hope.
Is it actually Macbeth? Because it looks like he's on stage practically. It looks straight up. It's Macbeth.
Yeah. But I think it's a movie, not on stage, right?
Yeah, but the pictures of it, though, look like almost like a stage performance. Huh. Interessante.
Interessante. I have to get into, what's the one you're watching about the Sackler family? Laura Stiles? Dope Sick.
It's called Dope Sick. It's about OxyContin, and it's really good. It's really, really good. Even the end, even though you know what happens because it's happened in real life, it's still like, wow.
Wow. I saw a documentary, Life of Crime, which follows...
What's that about, Shani? Put us on.
It follows... I was actually put on by watching Chopra, Fat Joe, and Maino interview, and they were speaking about it. And it follows a family, not even a family, three people from 1984 to 2020. And just the process of them, you know, getting into drugs and, you know, falling victim to heroin and just their day-to-day and what they did to support this habit. But it's crazy that somebody started documenting this when they were in their 20s in 84 to now, and just see how their whole life, the in and out of like jail and prison and out of rehabs and then success.
So someone's
then
following them the whole time?
From 84 to 2020.
That's crazy.
But why would someone be following drug dealers with the camera?
They're not even drug dealers. They're drug users.
Oh, they're just users?
They're users. But it shows that, because it's called Life of Crime, so you would think drug dealers.
Right. I'm thinking
but
dealers.
What they did in order to get their drugs. So they're criminals too. You know what I'm saying? It's two guys and it's a girl. And they start out as friends, but over 20 years, their life separates and they follow each of their lives.
What's it called?
Quite a commitment. Life of Crime.
Yo, yeah, it's a Rosenberg, commitment. My mind is blown just like yours.
I don't understand
like,
what you're saying.
How did somebody follow this? Who, what? Who life had time? Crime. What camera crew had time and money? Who paid for this?
It's like
I got
one
so many
dude.
Questions.
It's like one dude. And later so on, later on, you realize his name is John because he's like, their friend, he keeps popping up in their life. And they're like, John, I don't know what to do. Because he's asking them questions behind the scenes, like, or behind the camera, what are you going to do? Like, you're not going to turn yourself in? He's like, I don't know what to do, John. Like, I can't do
so
it.
So Life of Crime, where's that
what
at?
What channel is this on?
I forget it. I think it might be
HBO
Max.
It's HBO. Yeah. Wow. HBO.
Life of Crime from 1984 to 2020.
Wow, and I'm looking at the footage. This really is footage from the 80s.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It's crazy.
I like the sound of that.
Like, how does this?
I know, but I'm so confused. I'm just, I can't.
Well, You gotta watch it.
Wow. Also, I think Ozark. Our cameraman Rasan just said that Love and Hip Hop Family Vacation.
Nah, see, hit the button. No, why
I
ignore that? Why'd you even do that?
Congratulations.
Yo, Rasan, our cameraman, has the least amount of credibility when it comes to show suggestions. Ozark is on the way back.
What?
The 21st of this month. So get ready. Get ready. That's like a week. And then you got
something else too big coming back.
Snowfall is supposed to be back pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Snowfall, I think, is like February or March. I'll be honest. It's precarious times for Snowfall. Precarious
times. This is tough. It's going to be tough.
This first episode or two of Snowfall is going to really set the tone for whether this thing ends well or not. Because that last episode to me, Sean, you remember we discussed it. It was right on the line.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know.
It wasn't a great close.
Y'all tripping, Snowfall. Reel it back in.
Right, because I love Snowfall. But it was last episode. Was like,
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a good call, cameraman Rasan. Godfather of Harlem. If you never watched Godfather of Harlem, it's a good one.
And it was just on though a few months ago. That was
What about Atlanta? When is that coming back?
That's supposed
Atlanta's
to be coming
back this
too.
Season.
Oh, let's go.
Spring. Yo, it's a lot of good TV. Yo, and that's your TV update, courtesy of Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Things to watch. You know what I'm saying? This season. All right. Now, Juanito's talking about, yo, what about BMF? Hit him with the button and bring it back in. We already talked about BMF. You're late.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Call right now. 800-223-9797. Yeah. It's DJ John. DJ John. Oh, that sounds terrible. That's the worst one we've ever done.
DJ John.
It's the worst one we've ever done. John, good morning, man. What's happening, baby?
Good morning, baby. It's Thursday, almost end of the week. You guys didn't talk about
Yo, John, get closer to your mic. You still haven't learned how to use that home mic. You got to get real close.
Go.
Put your lips on the mic. Whoa, pause.
Whoa. Yo, put it all in your mouth.
Too far.
Yo, man.
What you got to give away, son?
BK Drip concert going down February 11th. Baby, King's Theater going down 504, Sleepy Hollow, Bia, Rowdy Rebel, Busy Banks, B Love, and more. Phone Flex on the set. Tickets on sale all now, baby.
There it goes. John, how you feeling? You still COVID? Still got the fit?
I took a test recently and it came out negative.
Wow.
You took a one home test?
No, I got a PCR.
You got your PCR back negative?
Mm-hmm.
So what reason are you going to be sick or injured next week? You got to come up with something by Monday.
Yeah, because why are you still at home?
Well, just to be safe.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, even though it's not detected, just to be safe. You know, I just feel like I might give it to someone else. I'm just playing safe.
Got it. I feel you. Good call, man. Good call. How's that knee doing? For the audience who don't know, Juanito got into a quarrel with a studio door somehow and hurt his knee.
Yeah, man.
Now, by the way, going back, it just dawned on me. John, you've had many incidents with the studio doors at the radio station. Remember that time you cracked the window on the studio door?
Oh, I forgot about that. You got in trouble for that one.
Oh, that's something that Rosenberg and Simon Sounds cooked up.
What do you mean? Anyways, you ran into the door.
No, it was something to do with them. I don't know what.
Got it. The point is, Ebro, yes, you're right. He has crashed into doors multiple times.
And now he's claiming that a door hit him in the knee and messed up his knee.
Did you actually yell my neck and my back when you were on the ground after you hurt your knee?
He's walking around with a cane. He can't walk.
I can't deal with it. I can't take the cane.
Why not, man?
Now you need to get a walker. Take it up a notch. You need a walker.
Yo, that would be lit.
The scooter,
or a wheelchair.
Ooh, the scooter one where you put your knee on it, where you got to like scoot yourself around when people have like broken ankles. I need that. Scooter John. Who's on the line?
We got Jolanda.
Jolanda.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Jolanda. Where you headed right now? How's your morning going?
It's okay. I'm on the FDR going to work. Okay.
How bad is the traffic on FDR this morning?
It's moving. It's not bad. It's on traffic. It's car regular. It's moving. Okay. Yeah.
We'll take it. Answer this question super fast. We got concert tickets for you. BK Drip going down. Laura Stiles. Right.
Jolanda, here's your question. This famous singer was seen with Kanye in the studio recently and sings songs like Papa Don't Preach and Like a Virgin.
The singer, what the
heck? It's easy.
She don't know Like a Virgin or Papa Don't.
You've never heard of it. How about Vogue?
Like a Virgin. That's...
Yeah. Who is that?
Who sings that?
Rihanna.
Vogue. What about?
How about Vogue?
Nah, she don't know that either. This is fun.
How about Justify My Love?
Keep naming songs. What about Material Girl? What about Hot...
Wait.
What about Holiday?
Open Your Heart.
What about La Isla Bonita?
How about Living on a Prayer?
She white.
She look like Marilyn Monroe.
Frozen.
What about, did we say Material Girl?
Yo, Shawnee, that is such a dated reference that you just hit her with. She looks like Marilyn Monroe. That went back 30 years. But I hear you.
She had a movie called Desperately Seeking Susan. Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh, my God.
She used to wear a bra on the outside of her clothes.
Big Daddy Kane.
Really?
And Vanilla Ice. They tag-teamed her.
She has one name.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's crazy, son.
I had now because...
Wow. I'm so annoyed.
Yo, wait. So Jolanda was the kicker? Was the kicker when we said Vanilla Ice and Big Daddy Kane tag-teamed her in the pool in the book?
See? Oh. He thought it was David.
That's what had you remember?
Yo. Wow. The pornographic material got you, huh, Jolanda?
Oh, my God. No, when you said the bra, I'm like, Madonna, the only one I used to wear the bra over her
damn. Yo, I don't even know. Yo, John, I don't even know if we have enough time to give you to compete.
Yeah, you might have to pass this one.
Yo, she gets the tickets. Just give her the tickets.
Yo, Jolanda, you get the tickets because you're just. It was just fun. It was just fun. This was so fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We love you. That was incredible.
I love you too. Sorry. Have a good one.
Yo, hang on one second. Yo, I was kind of impressed about all our Madonna references that we ran through.
What's the Spanish one you said?
La Isla Bonita?
I don't know that one.
You never heard of La
Isla Bonita?
I probably heard
it.
Shawnee, you absolutely
last
have
night
heard
I slept in San Pedro. It was like a dream.
There you go, Cass.
Yeah, turn that up, Cass.
Yeah, that's fire. That's fire.
Shawnee, you never heard this before?
For sure. Shawnee. I didn't know the name of it, though. She's versatile.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah, this feels Caribbean. I like this. See, I would have said Spanish lullaby. You know what I'm saying?
Fire.
Vibes right there. Vibes. Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Let's go. Flashing lights time. Let's go. Laura
reminder of how deep she goes, though, for people of our age.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're between late 30s and early 40s, man, Madonna hit in a crazy way.
Facts. You guys, did you see who recently just filed for divorce?
Who?
Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa.
Wow. It's over, la.
They just announced their split. They got married in 2017. They have two kids together.
But now they were together longer. Right? I felt like they were together for a long time before they got married.
I think so too. Jason Momoa put something really sweet and, you know.
Wow.
A very cryptic, you know, poetic message about, you know, still loving each other but growing apart and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the comments though, because I think the Shade Room posted it, I was crying at the comments.
Why, Laura? Why were they foul?
Because it was just funny. It was just people rejoicing because thinking they have a shot with Jason Momoa.
Lisa Bonet.
Or Lisa Bonet. Either way.
It's a beautiful couple. Well, it was.
I know. Also, congratulations to Jeannie Mai and Jeezy. She gave birth to their little boy.
The baby.
Well, actually, their baby. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet. But
the baby. Yo, shout out to Jeezy and Jeannie Mai for sure, man. That relationship seems so amazing for both of them. And maybe because I know them both. I'm just really happy for them. Good for them.
I know.
It's dope.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:58. Let me see. It's a high of 45 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, more Madonna?
Bonita.
Let's go.
You want to do White-ish Thursday?
Nah, I'm good. I'm really good.
Justify my
Yo, life. Keep it locked, man. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg, Cast 1. Right now, going 97 minutes, commercial free. Hey, vibes.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, fellas, call in 800-223-9797. Laura Styles isn't paying attention. My lady's not paying attention. Fellas, call in now. We can have this talk while the ladies aren't here to start lying about it and distracting us. Call in, fellas. Your lady is ridiculous about the temperature in the house.
Enough is enough.
We've had it up to here.
It's hot. I hear you.
Oh, damn it.
I hear you. And you know what? You guys like the house too damn cold. It's cold. You have no
regard. Yo, the temperature gauge says 76.
That's temperate. That's very temperate. That's a great temperature.
Listen, yeah, but at least you guys are
cold.
At least you guys are dealing with women that know what they want. My wife is, she just can't decide. She's either too cold or she's too hot. There's no in between.
Well, and like, they, now, Cass, answer me this. They expect it instantly, too, right? Like, it'll go, it'll be like, oh, it's cold. I'll be like, okay, adjust the temperature a little bit. No, 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 I'm going to just turn it all the way up. No. Wait. Wait a second. Adjust it and it will get warmer. But I'm cold right now. But then you're going to be hot in 10 minutes. And then we're going to have to change it again.
Right. So then she's like, oh, no. What are you trying to? It's too cold in here, right? Okay. Let's pump the heat up a little bit. Oh, it's too hot. What are you trying to kill me? I'm like, yo, fam. What? Make it, last night, yo, guys, last night I had to open the window.
What do you mean?
It was like 15 degrees because my wife was like, yo, I can't sleep. It's mad hot in here. I'm like, You were cold when you went to bed and you said, yo, I'm cold. I need to turn the heat up. So now when the heat is up and it got warm, now you're hot. Bro, you know what? I'm just opening the window. How about that? How about that?
You're going to put the window open.
No, that's fire, bro. That's how you handle it. That's how you handle them, Cass.
This morning, the alarm clock goes off this morning. She's like, yo, it's so cold. I can't. Well, I was like, well, guess what? This is what we're going to do. It's going to be cold.
That's get how you handle them.
Jumping jack. You know what I'm saying?
So yo, fellas, the time is now. The time is now. Yes, King, yes, is back for 2022.
Yeah.
Fellas, call in.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Let it all out. They're crazy.
I got to tell you, the only time my Natalie, my girlfriend, is crazy about temperature is when she doesn't recognize when she's cooking or she showers and does her hair. She's like, oh my God, is it so hot? That's the only time she's crazy about temperature. Besides that, she's the most normal woman I've ever known about that nighttime temperature.
We'll just call it normal human. Because normal woman, I think, would be crazy about the temperature. Because they're all, it's all.
Right.
So you're saying normal human being.
That's right. For the most part. Now, I will say, though, when she starts to cook and she's really, like, into it, she comes running out of the kitchen and then runs and sticks her head out the window because she's so hot. So, like, if anything hot is happening, she gets very hot. But other than that, we're pretty much on the same page, which I can say is pretty good for being a normal person dating a crazy person. And by there that, I mean a man dating a woman.
Maybe there you guys are the crazy ones. Like, no one wants to sleep like with a polar bear.
Nope.
Like, it doesn't matter if it's winter. Ricardo wants the AC on. What kind of lunatic does that?
That's the crazy. AC on.
Wait, he wants the AC on. He wants the AC on. Wait, hold on. But is there's no heat on, he just wants AC during the winter?
Yeah, when I say, listen, no AC, he's like, okay, then we just won't turn anything on. It's hot enough in here. I'm like, well, it's freezing. No, he won't turn on the heater in the bedroom.
Now, like, answer me this, Laura.
His version of warming it up is turning off the AC.
Answer me this, Laura. I really want, you know, because I think I could talk rationally to you. We're not in a romantic relationship, so we can have a regular conversation. Is it that your whole body is cold, or is it just like your toes are cold or your hands are cold that make you say, I'm cold?
My feet, my hands, and my nose get so frozen. I don't know what it's from.
And so,
I don't know what.
So even if you put on like warm socks and slippers,
doesn't
warm you up.
Doesn't work.
So the only thing that works is putting the heat on 85.
Or putting my feet on him so his body heat can warm him up.
No. You see how things go left? That makes no sense. That makes no sense. The only solution is you put your feet on me or we turn the heat up to 90 in the house.
Well, we got to do something. I'm dying over here.
Dying. Dying. Yes. You're going with
my
dying.
My ankles hurt. I'm so cold. I'm sure there's plenty of people who go through this. My feet get ice cold. My hands get ice cold. I don't know.
Well, we're not hearing from those people because those would be ladies. And we're doing this for the fellas today because they get to call in and talk about how their lady is all over the place with the temperature. Let's go to George. Oh, no. George hung up. Let's go to Eli. Eli's on the line.
Yo, what's going on, man? Yo, thank you, man. Yo, I listen to your A morning, man. I love you. Yo, Evo, you the man.
But, yo, love you too, lady, man.
My lady. Yo, she be tripping, man. She be having, yo, I feel like I'm in a cave, man. She always got all the windows open, and then she wants to turn the fan on. We in the wintertime now. She's the other way.
So she gets hot.
All the way. Nah, that it can't rock. I don't want outside, inside.
I don't want outside, inside.
You feel me? I don't want outside, inside. Yo, this is crazy. I made it on a joint, man. Yo, I love y'all, man.
Thank we love you too, Eli. Thank you for calling. Yo, it's Yes King. Yes, fellas get to call in right now, unobstructed. You know what I'm saying? You don't have your lady here to interrupt you while you're talking to people about the fact that they all over the place with the temperature. Anthony.
What's up, man? Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning, Anthony. What's going on in your house? How crazy is the temperature?
Bro, listen, man. Listen, they bugging, man. This is for the fellas today. Ladies, sit back, all right? I'm over it, man. First of all, the man in the house controls the temperature. We all know that, baby.
Oh, see, now you're starting a war. You're starting a war.
Chill out.
You're starting a war, bro.
Listen, man, that central heating, that central air, that thing don't move above 71, all right? That's what we keep it at. Let's set that president right now. Second of all, she be sweat suited up in the bed, man, talking about, oh, I'm still cold. I need to turn up the heat. I'm like, yo, you bugging, man. So I sleep next to the window, and I crack that window, bro. Wintertime. Straight crack it, baby.
No, you gotta master the crack. You got to master. Because if you go too much, you wake up. You can't wake up and have a full tundra in your bedroom. So you got to master how to just open it just enough to give yourself that air to survive. Because women will sleep with it molten hot lava in the room.
Straight. Yo, fam, I sleep. I don't even get to get under the covers sometimes. I sleep on top of the covers.
Facts.
It's the only way I can go to sleep. It is too hot.
I hate
way too hot. Ugh. It's the worst. And that's why early on the show I was talking about, y'all seen these beds, right, where you could cool your side of the bed?
I've heard about it.
I've never used it. I don't know anybody that has one. But I saw it on TV. We may have to invest where it's called a sleep number bed. It looks pricey. I don't know if I can afford it. It looks pricey. But apparently you could cool your or heat. So you could heat up her side and cool your side of the bed.
Let's see. I'm on the website right now.
What's it saying?
So this would be the mattress? Is that what we're looking at?
I guess so. Yeah.
Bro. You could get one for $900, $1,399.
Yikes.
Is that bad for a...
I mean, it's not, but it still sounds expensive.
So I mean, beds are expensive out here, guys.
Okay, choose the temperature on whatever. This sounds amazing for me. I want it extra hot on my side.
But just stay over there.
Yeah, it sounds confusing.
Don't come to the other side of the bed complaining.
That's what's going to happen.
Yo,
somebody's going to roll over. Like, yo, why your bed is so cold?
Let's go to Ricardo. Ricardo's on the line. Maybe he'll defend himself. Hopefully this is Laura Stiles' man. So he can tell us the truth.
I can't defend what the woman is doing out there. Because I work outside all day, every day. Even on the coldest days, the hottest days. I walked in yesterday. My lady had the heat at 95.
Nah, bro.
And I walked in and I was like, what?
Yo, we breaking up. That's insane.
Okay, that's a lot.
I need a mental health eval if that happens.
95. And what's crazy is she goes through the menopause, so she goes hot and then cold.
Oh, she's going through menopause.
God, it's boiling in here.
Oh, that's hard.
Menopause is a whole other thing.
Menopause is very tough. Don't get me wrong. That's real. But at the same time, 95 is inexcusable no matter what. 95. Yo, if you were visiting a tropical rainforest.
I looked at the temperature and it said 95. And I said, are you all right?
She's
a little cold in here a little bit.
Yeah, she's not all right because, you know,
95? Menopause is
great. Yeah. She's going through body changes, 95. But that's a lot.
Shout out to TT Torres, who's like, yo, I'm always cold. TT Torres keeps the house on 80 plus, wants to light the fire in the fireplace.
Sounds great.
All out.
Bruh, you can't, you can't breathe, man. Right. I can't breathe when it's like that.
So. 80 is very comfortable.
Laura, would you actually set your thermostat at 80?
That sounds amazing to me. 80 is comfortable to me.
Wait, so I have a question.
You don't know 80? What 80 is.
You doing 80 with a sweatshirt on and jeans, or are you doing 80 with shorts and t-shirts on?
I know, shorts and t-shirt.
See, that's the problem.
Y'all got to put some clothes on.
Put some clothes on. Put a sweater on. Put some sweats on and call it a day, man. Y'all out here turning the heat up.
Yo, by the way, we could do a whole separate topic. A whole separate topic called I visit my parents in the summertime and they won't turn the damn AC on. Now that's a whole other combo. My mom will not let that thing get down. I'm like, mom, This thing needs to go down to 68 degrees. All right? It's the summertime. I'm trying to sleep. It's too hot. And hold she's on. Like, oh, it's fine at 73. Mom, it's not fine at 73. It's hot at night.
Hold on now. That sounds like me. Hold on now. I'm not paying
cheap.
That bill.
Cheap, exactly.
Yeah, there we go.
Cheap.
Here we go. Hold on now. Hold on.
If we have a real talk, yo, growing up, my mom would not, we didn't have central. First of all, we didn't even have central. And heat or air. So when it got cold, she was like, put some clothes on. Period.
My mom
not turning the furnace on. It's not happening. And
if
in the
I'm
summertime,
wearing a t-shirt, oh, forget it. Why aren't you wearing a sweatshirt?
Oh.
Okay, all right.
Put some clothes on. She's not paying that bill. Not paying that bill. This is rich people talk we having right now. Where you actually have the option to turn it on and somebody's going to pay the bill.
True.
Yo, and we having this conversation right now while there's families, and this is serious. Where's that building in Brooklyn? Laura, they haven't had heat since December.
Crazy.
Oh, I got to find this. Man, this really broke my heart.
And what'd you say, Cass? One, there's no power either.
They have no power. They have no power.
Yes, they have no power and no heat. Nothing.
Shout out to Chi Osei, NYC Council Member, 36th District, Bed-Stuy. But yeah, I saw it on his page.
Yeah, he posted it.
Well, they haven't had heat or electricity since December. You said, Cass?
Yeah, I think it was like December 20 something. It's been a while, guys. In Brooklyn.
According to New York City Housing Preservation and Development, Con Edison is set to finish the electrical work and restore the power in the building. This was by this weekend. This was 22 hours ago.
And only because of public pressure, guys.
So the question is, how are there buildings in the city that don't have heat right now and it's so cold outside?
It's insane. How is that even humanly possible in America?
And how are the landlords not getting put in jail? Better question.
So they've been getting away with it for so many years that the building in the Bronx where the 19 people that died had over 175 complaints, guys. Over 175. Jeez. Majority was no heat. And nothing ever gets fixed. If you ever lived in NYCHA, it's the same story.
Well, and the owners of these buildings are...
And nothing happens.
And the owners of these buildings are working the city. Right? Like they make donations, political donations. They're in cahoots with city officials. And that's why they would rather donate to politicians than pay to fix the buildings. That's a real thing going on
pretty
out
much.
Here right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I want to have Chi Osei on, man. He was on early when he started running, young man. Representing the 36th district over there in Bed-Stuy. But yeah, this is a problem. And if you're out there and you work for the city too, and you know the inner workings of why they have buildings going up, why there are buildings that literally don't have heat or electricity in a city like ours, where there's the resources exist, by the way. That's the other part.
Yeah, we were talking about budgets in the city earlier. It's there.
The money's there. It's just how they want to spend it. Real talk. And now the pressure is going to be put on Eric Adams, because Eric Adams, he comes from New York. He's from New York. He grew up in housing. He knows this struggle. So we about to see if people really get held accountable out here. That's the real kicker. Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Let's get to it. On the way to Gurus. You got it on Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, New York, Tri-State, everybody else. 40 side
fella. That's right.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Southside, I've been losing friends and finding peace. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
So let's assume for a second that the Drake story we talked about yesterday with the hot sauce and the condom was a real story.
Assume that's real.
Okay. Assume that that's real.
Okay. Interesting choice.
Is Drake in the wrong for doing that?
Why would he be in the wrong?
I'm just asking. I don't think he is. I'm just asking.
No.
The whole thing is very strange.
I don't believe it. I'm annoyed to even be talking about it because it's so fake. But if in theory...
Well, the dumpster diving for used condoms, we've heard that before.
No, I'm not saying that's never happened, but like...
I don't even know if that you've had a success rate with that, like where you're going... Like you want to get pregnant by a man so bad... That after he uses protected sex, you're going to go hunt for the condom to try to extract the baby batter.
Gross.
That's also just...
Is bonkers.
I'm not saying it's never happened. I'm sure it has. But how successful... Yeah, I'd like to see the success rate on that too, Ibra, scientifically. But I would have no problem if he... The only problem I have if Drake was to be pouring hot sauce after using condoms... Because he's worried about people stealing the condoms to try to create children. The only problem I have is, yeah, who the hell are you having sex with, bro? You, like, at this point.
Well, because you delve into, now you're knowingly having sex with people that you don't trust.
And who's everybody?
Well,
at Drake's level, that's everybody. Unless you're in a committed relationship, at Drake's level.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, that's not everybody, but.
Facts.
It's a lot of people at Drake's level, but then you got to go, well. Why are you still out here doing that, then?
Why not?
See, that now
it doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound fun.
See, Ibra, now you're back to my conversation about vacations with seven dudes. Drizzy is a permanent bachelor. At least he's
slipping into that with these habits. And fellas, this is real talk we having right here. I don't know if it's guru talk, but this is real talk. When you are out. And you want to have sex with randoms so bad that you're putting yourself in precarious, potentially unsafe situations to do it. You have a problem. That's a problem. And it's a slippery slope because a lot of, you know, our society thinks that, oh, you know, you a bachelor. You out here getting it. Woo, woo, woo. You going out every night. You know what I'm saying? I got joints. You know what I'm saying? I got joints.
You know,
but when you're putting yourself in unsafe situations to validate whatever ego, manhood thing that is, it's a problem.
You're a very rare example of someone who didn't really have something bad happen and just sort of grew out of it. You know, like I feel like most people feel like there are two kinds of dudes. Well, no, three, because there's some dudes, you know, who are just good guys and they get married and they move on from it and they're mature and that's it.
Right.
And salute to all them, whatever percentage that is. But then of the next group of dudes, there are dudes who only get it together because they had something bad happen. I'm a great example of that. And then there's other people who just continue to do it forever.
Well, see, you also
you're very
remember,
rare. You figured it out.
But I was raised around dudes that were hustling and had a lot of women and was getting money with women selling sex. And I was raised in a neighborhood where there was two girls that I was lucky to be friends with who were, I mean, they were beyond beautiful and they used to rob dudes. And I was young and I would be like, yo, y'all robbed him? I'm like, yeah, psh. He thought he was about to hit. We stole his credit cards and blah, blah, blah. This is, by the way, the early 90s.
So you had such, you had experiences I had that a, scared I had you straight a, to some extent.
Yeah, I had a front row seat. So I didn't have to learn the hard way.
But we are taught in this society as dudes that to pursue sex with a stranger every night, that's just being a dude. We're taught that that is actually okay and acceptable.
No,
and we're not taught that you're trying to validate yourself and make yourself feel better, and you're never going to feel accomplished enough.
You're never
one day like, yo, that's what I realized post-divorce and doing this all again. And now it's so funny because I've been with my girl for a short period of time and I'm so over behaviors of my past, is that I'm like, there's never a day when you have sex with the last woman and you go, well, that's enough. You just have to get there.
Well, you'll resort to these behaviors if something goes wrong. If you're trying to fill a hole in your soul, it's just like any other addiction. If you're trying to fill a hole, if there's something, if you're not fulfilled, oftentimes people resort to these toxic behaviors. Whatever they are, you know what I mean? And we could point, I mean, beyond, even when you go beyond just men and this whole validating yourself through sex, when you look to people who have eating disorders or prescription drug disorders or
stomach pain.
Yeah, there's a hole you're trying to fill. And so instead of addressing that or trying to figure out what that is, because you may not even know what it is, you're like, yo, there's something going on. There's a hole you're trying to fill. You run to the strip club again, or you run out and go to the club and pop bottles and try to meet some ladies that you could take home for the
night.
And then
guess what? It ends, you finish, and now you got to run and worry about the condom because you weren't thinking about how bad a choice this person was when you were just trying to smash. But now it's over, and you're like, oh, what did I do?
No, or I've been there. Or you know it's a bad choice, but you want to do it anyway. It's fun to do bad things.
Right.
Or you just protecting your interests. Because I hear everything you guys are saying. Then there are people that just like to go out and just get it popping. And I'm not saying that's right, but people do.
No. And there are people who claim that they just like to go out and get it popping. And what I'm telling you is, at a certain point, just going out and getting it popping is a potentially slippery slope into addiction. Because you're identifying it as, I just want to go out and get
that's
it
like
popping.
People say, I just like to drink, but they're getting wasted when they drink. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I just like, you could argue, Cast, my friend's not an alcoholic. He just goes out for a drink every single night.
But you could also argue that there are people that go out for the drink every single night and know how to know their limits. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I get it. I'm just saying the contrary to what you guys are saying. I actually agree with you guys. I should agree with you guys 1,000%, but I'm just looking at it from the
Very rarely, Cass, you are. But to Ebro's point, you start getting to your late 30s, early 40s, and you're still doing it. Come on, man. It's kind of all the same, man.
Wow. And really, I'm not talking about 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds who are just like getting outside for the first time and trying to experiment, whatever. We were specifically talking about Drake, who, if this story's true, which we do not believe it's true,
I don't.
Where you're going to have sex with someone and you're so worried that they're going to go find the condom and then try to take what's in it and try to get pregnant. So you keep hot sauce so that if that's true, which we don't believe that it is, there's a bigger problem, is my point.
So say the gurus.
Oh, that was guru? That was guru talk?
It was very guru-ish. Let's go.
Let's get to the gurus for real, though. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where the gurus unite to shine the light.
Say this.
Fight for what's right. Shani
Coltrane, sage. Rosenberg, he did some breathing exercises.
Cleansing the energy.
And let us know, Rosenberg, who's in need of our help.
Well, because honestly, if you're at Drake's level, and I just thought about this.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
he could have 7 different women that are okay. No, that are okay knowing that he has other women.
He doesn't have
to go get with randos. You see what I'm saying?
But as you said, Randall's are fun. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the sickness part.
Facts.
It's because at Drake's level, you can have people sign up for polygamy.
Right.
100%.
No, I get that. But what if you just don't want the kid at all? You just, hold on. Here it is. It's the trust factor. How many people around Drake did Drake actually trust? It's a very small circle.
But that works to Ebro's point. That's all the more reason why you should just have your harem that you go back to. But the thing is, with a lot of people, I'm not saying it's Drake, but I think it might be Drake. When he goes out, though, the second he sees that pair of beautiful eyes in a restaurant, he needs that one. He needs to continue to prove it over and over and over again. To Ebro's point, he could already have 30 people that he regularly calls when he feels like it.
I get your point, but I'm not even trusting those 30. That's how crazy it is on his level. Just looking at it from his level. Like, if I'm Drake, I'm not even trusting my trusted people. Because I've been burned through it.
Nah, that's real. That's real.
True. And lust without responsibility is amazing.
It sounds amazing. So although, to Ebro's point, if you literally have to, if you have to live in this kind of fear.
It's so played out. It's so played out.
If this
you get to, at least I did, you get to a point where once you already know you could bag it, the game is over. Like, I don't need to waste my energy bagging it. I already know I could bag it. What's the point?
Right. Are we guruing or not?
Sorry, I interrupt.
Gosh, Ebro.
Zen.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. The Guru Laura at gmail.com. Email us, guys. Not going to lie, the inbox been thin this week. After a few weeks of strength, no weakness, inbox is thin. So don't be shy.
Well, it's early in the year. It's still early in the year, technically.
Right. The Guru Laura at gmail.com is the email address. I'm a 28-year-old female. My boyfriend is 31. I've been with him for 2 years.
Okay.
I'm 28. He's 31. 2 years. We live together. We have no kids. For the most part, the relationship is great. We barely argue. It's always jokes and laugh and worth each other. He checks every box except one. He's missing a penis.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding. That's not
yo.
What?
Yeah.
He checks every box.
I had an answer for y'all, too. I was like, yo, they sell the strap-on joints. Just get one.
He checks every box except one. Romance.
Okay.
The only way we ever have date night or go to any type of event or do anything for that matter is if I plan it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always the one planning our trips, making reservations, getting tickets, putting things together. All he has to do is show up. Started to voice my opinion that he never buys me flowers, never does anything romantic. He went and bought them, but only after I said something, which is annoying. He claims it's not that he doesn't love me, he's just not used to doing those things, blah, blah, blah. For once, I would like him to plan something out for me and just show up to myself. I know it's not a money thing because he pays for our dates even when I plan them. I just want the energy reciprocated. Something has to change because it's irritating. How can I get him to be more romantic on his own? Or do I just have to accept a romantic-less relationship because everything else is great? Thanks, gurus. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Signed, a hopeless romantic.
I mean, to be honest, I want to be like, shit it.
I mean, really? Why?
Because, I mean,
why,
I get it.
Shani?
She said he checks every single box, except he's not romantic. Now, granted, everybody needs a little romance, but where you going? Nobody's perfect.
But Shane, you just said it. Everybody needs a little romance.
Well, now,
something.
No,
I'm not a guru. I am not a guru. I just want to say
that. Barging right through.
I am not.
However, let me jump
because I was going to apply some learning I got in executive, training in the workplace.
Here we go.
To this. Okay. When you're dealing with your staff at work, you're taught that not everybody has the same strengths. That doesn't mean they don't deserve to be on the team.
Right. Mm.
So what you do is you create an atmosphere where their strengths can really shine
And then you bring in people, or you, you know, bring people onto the team that have the strengths that they don't have. So that way you have a well-balanced organization. And a relationship is somewhat of an organization, correct?
So she needs a second boyfriend is what you're saying.
No, I was going to say she should come to the table with the romance ideas.
She
right?
does.
That's what she's
and
doing.
Continue to do so. And allow him to have his strengths. And that's just the way their relationship works. And she right. shouldn't be waiting for him to be something that he's not. Which and hold him like, and I guess be angry or upset with him because he's just not good at that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I don't think she sounds angry. Being... She was just like, she would just like a little bit of recognition or felt yeah. like he thinks about her sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I was just being rude in the beginning to be funny, but the reality is, me, Ebro, we're saying the same thing. You know what I'm saying? He's got tons of strengths, and he just lacks in the romance department. You know, you're not going to get perfection, and sometimes beautiful things are not perfect.
And, Shani, is it the idea department that he lacks in, like the effort department?
That's what she said.
Effort.
She says,
sounds like it's effort.
He puts in zero effort. Here's the problem.
And if she thinks of it, then he does it. But she wants him to think of it.
Now, here's the
because
scary part, though.
Him.
Here's the scary right. part. If you're her, and this is something you have to consider, because Shani's right. It's rare to find someone. We honestly, healthy relationships involve accepting and loving who people are and not projecting things on them that they are not. However, this is just an effort thing. And effort can always be changed. It's like right. sports. There's no excuse for a team that doesn't try. That's why Joe Judge got fired from the Giants. You can't show up to a game and not try. So he's not even putting in effort. And they're 28 and 31.
Right. And 2 years in.
If he puts in no, and 2 years in, if he puts in no effort now, think about the what in the Peg Bundy is she going to be doing at 55 years old? She's going to be miserable. So he's got to put in some effort. That's a fair requirement to me.
I'm with you, Rosenberg. I just think it's a little something. I think she'll be happy with just like maybe, you know, a surprise dinner every once in a while. I don't
right.
know.
Well, but see, this is her writing for us. So what
right,
does
but she
do?
Didn't give any right. examples of what has he tried at all?
No.
She said she plans dinners, she buys tickets for shows, she plans vacations. Everything that involves what the two of them do, she plans.
And he's all in, has the money, pays for whatever, and it's right. perfect in every other single way, except he's just not romantic. So I'm like,
well, it sounds like romantic, she's using the wrong word. He's not thoughtful.
Yeah,
That's what it sounds like.
He's not putting thought into it.
It's not that hard to come up with bro, a dinner reservation. Shani, think about what we're talking about. Bro, you can't call up and make a dinner reservation.
Right.
I'm on
her side.
Like, I want to try a new restaurant.
I'm on her side.
I want to take you there.
It's just, you know, to your point, you do have to accept that this is somebody that you see the future with. You have to accept some of their shortcomings and accept their strength. And give it some time. It's 2 years in. Half of your relationship has been in quarantine.
But, Shani, we can all agree that he could be more thoughtful mm-hmm. here and there. And he can make an effort to say, hey, babe, let's get dressed up this Friday or this Saturday night. And we're going to mm-hmm. go to a dinner.
So what does she do? Because we're saying that's what he should do, but what should she do? She's writing.
Play him this audio.
Right.
It's okay, because he won't. So then let's just burn it down.
No. Don't burn it down.
Look,
be patient, ma. Yeah, and just keep on dropping subtle hints. You know
Yo,
saying?
And if it makes you feel any better, when I was 31, I wasn't making no plans, yeah. making no dinner, and making no effort either.
Right. Ain't no flowers all the time, you know.
I didn't even start making an effort till I was like 41.
It's eight, by the way.
I don't know if that makes you feel any better, but just know dudes that are young, they ain't doing all that.
I mean, that's a whole separate conversation.
He's like, anything you ask me to do, I do it. No complaints. Ain't that romantic?
Ain't that good enough?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
Like, you know, I'm here. But, you know, be patient. If he got everything else, be patient. You be.
But also talk to him about it, and hopefully you guys can find a happy medium.
Or break up with his ass, and he'll learn.
So say the gurus.
Or maybe she break up and she'll learn.
Ebro in the morning.
Ain't that many fish in the sea.
And Rosenberg.
French,
a lot of fish.
No weakness. No new weakness.
The fish that's right for you.
Yo, if she date an older dude, an older dude is thoughtful, man. Dude that been through something.
Yep.
He trying to figure it out.
Yep. Right.
You got to find you an older dude that's like, you know what? I make an effort, man. I'm just trying to be happy. I'm trying to live a happy life. When you a young dude, you don't care. You don't care. Fact. So what? True. What, you going to leave? Oh, well.
Youth is wasted on the young.
Facts. Yo, coming up. Oh, no, let's get to it right now. Flashing lights, Laura Styles. Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
I got tickets right now for call in number 9-800-223-9797 to the BK Drip concert February 11th at the King's Theater with Fabio Foreign, Sleepy Hollow, Bia, Rowdy Rebel, Busy Banks, and more. And of course, Funk Flex on the set. Tickets on sale now. But caller number 9, these are for you. This is really dope. Kevin Hart joined Meek Mill and Michael Rubin to give back to their community in Philly with a $15 million donation to benefit more than 100 schools in the greater Philadelphia area. So now Meek and 76ers partner Michael Rubin, they added Kevin to the mix just to get a more of a push for this. So they're trying to support, actually they are supporting 5,000 students from underserved communities who are attending private schools. So the $15 million donations will back the students at 110 schools for the 22 to 23 school year.
Man, I'm just glad that Kevin Hart bounced back after secretly murdering that guy.
Yo, it was a great show. Oh, you watched that show, right?
The fact that he committed multiple, he's responsible for multiple murders and has managed to bounce back and not get caught yet. I don't know if I should talk about it on the air or not, but the fact that he's done that, yo, man. Shout out to Kevin Hart.
You snitching. That was a good show, man.
It was a pretty good show. It was fun.
Yo, another. Go ahead, Laura.
I was just going to talk about the Coachella lineup that was announced. Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and Ye. That's how he's billed at. Not Kanye West. It's Ye and Swedish House Mafia. All in for Coachella 2022.
Will Julia Fox and Antonio Brown be there? Because if not, I'm not interested. Thank God. That's the new crew. That's the new run this town. Kanye. Hove replaced by AB and Rihanna replaced by Julia Fox.
Yo, I had never even heard Julia Fox's name. Well, she is before this Kanye relationship.
You never watched Uncut Gems?
I did. Who is she in that? She's someone you'd remember.
Yeah, she's a love interest.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah,
she's bad. She's super bad. She got a bubble, too. Shout out to Julia Fox. Laura, do you want to hear about women and being cold?
Okay, what do you got?
According to a Glamour.com article, women have higher core body temperatures than men, and this is why they're always cold. Because when your body is used to being warm, colder air feels even cooler to the body. Women who are on birth control have even higher. So not only do women have higher core temperatures, but when you're on birth control, it's even higher than normal.
Wow. Interessante.
Women have colder extremities than men, so that's why your nose, fingers, and toes.
By the way, this is...
Wow.
According to a study published by the UK Medical Journal, women's hands and feet are colder than men's by a few degrees, and that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Women have slower metabolic rates than men, too. Your metabolism is slower, so that makes your body metabolic rate is 23% higher, or men's metabolic rate is 23% higher than women. That's why we can lose weight faster than y'all, but that's also why y'all are colder.
Wow, that's interesting.
See? You thought I had some BS, didn't you? Wow.
So that temperature going up in the crib, basically. And you can't blame them no more.
Well, no,
You guys really didn't think this was true already? You didn't already know this?
I wanted to conclude by saying, sounds like a personal problem. Don't touch the heater and put some clothes on.
Turn the heat up. That's your flesh and lights report. The time is 8:57. Today's a high of 43 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Rico.
connect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.